Welcome back to the Film Experience. I'm your host, Nathaniel, and I'm here with Nick Davis.
Hello!
It's just the two of us this morning. I must begin by apologizing to readers that I'm so delinquent in seeing A Ghost Story and Lady Macbeth, which are two movies that have had a lot of like critical discussion and a lot of like passionate fans, and I still have not seen them. So, Nick, what could you say about them without spoilers that would convince myself and other delinquents to go?
Whatever you wind up thinking about A Ghost Story in terms of what happens in it or where the story goes, and I think that's where a lot of the spread of opinion is about, the way it's constructed is really interesting and keeps kind of revealing new aspects of how it's interesting as it goes almost the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely bump that up. Lady Macbeth is just like fierce as fuck. Like, that is not one where you're like, how's this movie constructed? Like, you get that pretty early, but it's one of those movies where you're kind of guessing, like, well, a really ferocious movie might take this plot here, but I bet, oh, and then it does. And also the male lead is so hot.
I have not heard someone use that as their, that hasn't been a blurb on the poster.
Yeah, I suppose it's not totally what you're supposed to be thinking about, although it's literally 102% of what she's thinking about at all times, so I think it's okay. So I don't know which of those kinds of, ooh, structural experiment, oh my god, that guy's so hot. Like, either of those could get you into a movie theater, I imagine.
Well, but the one thing I read about it that scared me about it right now, given the political climate,
yeah,
is, I forget who said this, and I apologize if it's somebody who we know on Twitter, that I'm forgetting, but they said it was about a woman who voted for Trump and would do it again, and they wanted to scrub themselves clean of the movie afterwards. And I was like, oh, I don't, you know.
I don't even know what that means. A woman who voted
isn't,
for Trump.
Well, isn't she complicit in all of like the evil stuff that goes on?
Like, she's for sure not an apologizer. Like, I get that. And even when evidence mounts that, like, this might not have been the best choice, on she goes. But I don't know. I mean, I think The Beguiled is about a bunch of women who voted for Trump and would do it again. We liked that.
Okay, well, I definitely have to see this movie, especially since it's like a lead actress situation.
Yeah.
So since you mentioned The Beguiled, and I just mentioned the political climate, I guess we should briefly talk about Detroit, although it feels weird given the current political climate to just talk about it between two white boys.
Yeah.
But I am actually from Detroit. I don't know if that matters. Sometimes when I want to talk about it to people, I feel like I'm not supposed to, but I'm actually from there, which a lot of people talking about it aren't.
I mean, I think it's important to mark those things, but I also think this podcast has been white boys talking for a long time.
So. That's true. That's true.
Especially in the child-raising years of Katie Rich, whom we love and miss.
Right.
And whom I'm sure will come back. She didn't die, you guys. But, you know.
But she's deep I guess, toddlers at this time.
Yeah.
He's growing up quickly.
As are we all.
So, okay, my thing with Detroit. Just a little background, since I think people's personal identities are involved with reactions to this movie. Everybody knows that I'm from Detroit, but when I say that, I always wonder if I'm cheating because I actually grew up in the suburbs. However, I grew up literally 1 mile from the border, and I was often in Detroit, like literally every week. And my dad worked in Detroit, and I went to Detroit all the time. And I did grow up with this feeling that Detroit was a racist place.
Mm-hmm.
because it was so segregated. Like, for example, bear in mind again that I am literally like a mile from the city border. And I have friends who are even closer than that that went to my high school. And there was, my school was all white kids and a couple, foreign exchange students and stuff like that. So it's very segregated depending on where you live. Now, from my understanding, my neighborhood that I grew up in has become more diverse since I left, but when I was growing up, it was extremely segregated. And I grew up in a ultra conservative household, shall we say, racist tendencies without actually believing that they were racist.
A lot of that going around.
So there was a lot. I grew up hearing about the riots and the bad behavior of the black people in Detroit, so I think I understand innately more of what Detroit is like than some people do because of those things. However, I don't really know that the movie does. It took me the longest time to decide how I felt about it. And I got distracted with everybody's like anger and divisiveness on Twitter, which I really need to wean myself off of when it comes to movie reactions. I was left kind of empty by it. It was definitely unpleasant, and I get that that was part of its purpose, but I'm not sure it was unpleasant in like an edifying, well, edifying might be the wrong word, but in an instructive, I don't know.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I was I still have close family who don't have internet at all at their house. That's where I was when the movie came out. So I didn't, I mean, I certainly was getting a sense of what the conversation was as it was opening, but I wasn't on Twitter almost at all. And definitely wasn't reading anything. My experience of the movie, I mean, I absolutely experienced the weird inability to actually access any of the black characters' interior lives and strange like decision to make a movie about this, but kind of start after people have kind of accumulated their reasons for protesting and stuff. So I get the political criticisms of it and felt some of those. And not to like rank either of these reactions, because I was about to say, but maybe even more than that. I guess just the overwhelming response I had was that I wasn't totally sure why they had made it. And I couldn't work out why this one episode at the Algiers Motel, not that it's not important, but having spent half an hour introducing us to so many different characters across the city and stressing what a complex and big historical event this was, I wasn't sure why we were there suddenly for an hour and 15 minutes. And they did feel like pretty punishing minutes to put up with, so I felt like I should be learning something through the lens of that episode. And what I learned from it, I had learned pretty early, and I think a lot of people know already. So I was perplexed.
Yeah, it's definitely not Bigelow's finest hour. I mean, the thing is, technically, obviously she's a very skilled filmmaker, and she can put together extremely, as she's shown many times, extremely riveting tense. She's very good at tension and erupting violence. It's maybe unfair to place somebody's work against their best work, but it's hard to like watch this and know about how insightful The Hurt Locker felt. And I just didn't feel the insight here, and there were a couple of things that really, really bothered me that felt so clunky. I can't believe they're still in the movie. Like Cleveland, it's kind of the main singer. Was that his name?
Oh, uh-huh.
When he, when he's running away at one point in the movie, all, battered and bloody, a cop finds him, and it's almost like a, it almost sounds like a ADR session loop, because it's so, doesn't feel like it's within the scene. The cop says, "Who would do this to a person?" And my reaction was very uncharitable because he didn't look like any worse for the wear than anyone I'd seen in the movie, multiple times being abused, and he was, his face was bloody, but he was still able to move and alive. And I was just like, what would prompt that line of dialogue from a stranger, other than, oh, we have to show that not all white people are evil? Like, it just felt very, I was extremely uncomfortable about it.
It certainly did seem to have that agenda, and also it felt like, I mean, he did look pretty messed up to me, but after all of what we know has been going on in the entire city, there's, it just felt like there's nobody who would be asking that question.
Well,
And
that's what I'm saying. It's not that he didn't look beat up. It's that like everyone was in this state of like basically chaos. And, it just seems just so, it took me out of the movie in such a jarring way that I couldn't not think about it.
No, yeah, it all there beat after beat, like the I understood what it was doing for the characters, but like the, oh, it's a shame that the Detroit riots got in the way of our Motown audition. Like, okay. Like and the desire the movie had to keep recurring to that theatrical space. I understand its centrality to Detroit sort of history and culture, but it just seemed like a strange compulsion to want to be there so often, as if it was trying to also vary its mood and its tone and get some music in there. And the John Boyega character, it felt like the movie was really struggling to figure out how primary or not to make him. I think from the trailer, he seemed so much like he was going to be an organizing principal, and it's fine for a trailer to be misleading, but within the plot of the film, they really set him up as a kind of important point of view for us. And I understand the character is really stymied about what to do or what side he's perceived as on the whole time he's in that motel, but I just didn't have any clarity about really where he was or what he was doing. And then when the court part comes down so heavily on him, but he's also not in the movie that much at that point either. It just seemed like the editing of this was kind of a mess, both the process of it and I'm guessing, and the outcome.
Yeah, I should have written about it to clarify my feelings, but the further I get away from it, the more I definitely did not like it. But in the interest of saying something nice, I think Jason Mitchell is a really good actor. He was also really good in Straight Out of Compton.
So good.
And I didn't even I didn't even fully register that it was the same person until the credits. And I was like, oh, Jason Mitchell. 'Cause, I do that pre IMDb thing, because I'm old, where if I really like someone's performance, I wait until the credits to see who it is,
Of course.
even though I know that I can look it up online.
Yeah, there's so many talented people involved, and like their talentedness is, that's a stupid word, is totally evident, in it. But I guess I got to this place too of thinking, I can't, maybe you'll think of an analogy to somebody else that I'm not thinking of right now, but her career has been so eclectic, and since the Hurt Locker, and if these are her interests, they should be her interests, but it just feels like she's been boxed in in the last three movies into like making her what things that the director of The Hurt Locker would make, you know? And like, let me let you know about this complex historical crisis that we got behind the scenes of. And I don't know that she feels the same kind of control or manifests the same insight about each of these that she's going to. Like, the returns seem to be diminishing at each stop. Mm-hmm. So I hope she's willing to make vampire movies and, you know, like, submarine movies and crazy parachuting bank robber movies again.
And virtual like, reality sci-fi movies.
Yes! Just, like, keep varying it up. Like, we don't... What's amazing about her is not the content.
Yeah. I agreed. Although in The Hurt Locker, it's a happy meeting of both things.
I think so. Yeah, I agree with you. You said let's talk about something positive. So, I loved Atomic Blonde.
I did too.
Did you?
And I kept trying to talk myself out of it, and I'm like, Nathaniel, you're just saying that because you love Charlize Theron as a badass and because you like the costumes and the style, but I really just loved it from beginning to end, basically.
Totally the same. Loved it. And was not really sure I needed to make it a priority, and then I saw that Tim Brayton really loved it, and you know how sometimes like the right person makes a solid pitch, and you're like, I really should make the hour, like, you know, clear the time.
Yeah.
I thought it was so great. And I do feel the pinch of, you know, when having to explain that to somebody who is more skeptical of it, like, it does, I start talking myself out of it again, like you were just saying, but like, moment to moment, scene to scene, so much going on in that movie was so exhilarating at so many levels.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's not just the style, which is pretty incredible, but yeah. Like, the sort of the performances, even though they're not three-dimensional characters so much as like types, but they're yep. still heightened in a way that perfectly serves the movie.
Yep.
And it's just got so much energy despite, you know, having that framing device which I tend to recoil from in horror, where somebody yep. is interviewed about the plot.
Right.
But even that I found not completely off-putting because
totally.
Of what Charlize was doing and because of like the fun different camera angles of looking into the room and looking out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering about everybody's agenda, which is, you know, typical of spy movies in general, but I thought this one embodied it within the form, in the suspicion of everyone, in a way that a lot of spy movies don't think to.
Yes. Particularly since there is this question about which of the many characters in this movie might be this, you know, particularly egregious spy, and it's completely possible that it's her.
Yeah.
and the movie's not even like baiting you with a bunch of boring like, but what if it's her, you know, but you just have all these reasons to be questioning everybody and kind of questioning the relationship between and I know this will sound like a sloppy movie, maybe some people experience it this way, but I liked that I wasn't sure if what we were watching was her giving totally honest testimony to all these guys or whether we're watching her memories, which may or may not be what she's saying to them. That was also what made me interested in all that frame story stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I liked that I couldn't even get a bead on her... I couldn't even get a bead on... And normally this would be a knock against a performance, but here I think Charlize was amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get a bead on when her emotional reactions to people were genuine.
Yep.
And when they were not.
Yep.
And even within the same scene.
Yeah.
From, like, moment to moment within the same scene.
Yeah.
Particularly, I'm thinking of the other female spy in the movie, played by Sofia Boutella. That relationship, to me, was so much more interesting than than the normal, like, ooh, male gaze, like two hot women, you know.
Oh, completely.
Even though there's that too.
Yeah.
I just had so much fun watching it.
Tons of fun. Was like, could we just get all the people out of the Baby Driver theater and put them in this theater? Like, this seems more fun. And I feel like so many movies in so many different ways have worked so hard trying to approximate a graphic novel aesthetic and even the kind of tone that would come with that. And this just seemed to do that so much better than most movies that try, while also feeling definitely cinematic. Like, I did not have the sense that I had watching 300 or Watchmen or something, where it's clear that somebody has really meticulously tried to recreate images that
Yes.
must have already existed.
Yes.
And the sound is so amazing, and the fight choreography is so amazing. Like, there's no question you're at a movie, but the evocation of what it's like to look at a comic book was really strong.
I hadn't even thought of that, but as a former comic geek, that is absolutely true. Even to the point where the action scenes are incredibly varied in how they're shot.
So varied.
Like sometimes they're very like staccato, the typical like, Bourne movies
Yeah.
type of like chaos. And
Yep.
other times they're just this like that scene, I don't even know how long it is, but where it's just one continuous shot, like
Amazing. Yeah.
a climactic fight.
Yeah.
And then you just wonder, A, how they shot it. Be why other actors can't do what Charlize
Right.
Theron can do. And just keeping the energy up through something like that, not just from an not just from like the technical stuff, but like the story of the action.
Yes, like why they're having this fight,
Yes.
and yeah,
And
exactly.
what and it even involves you in anticipatory ways, in ways that a lot of action scenes don't.
Yep.
'Cause you're
Oh,
contemplating, like,
sorry.
I think David Leitch has a, is that how you say his name? David Leitch,
I have no idea.
the director. I think he even has like a better sense of geography than a lot of directors do when it comes to action scenes, which is something I
Yeah.
harp on a lot, but it really bugs me in action movies that I never understand where people are. But he's closer to a James Cameron school, like where even in the crazy edited scene, I'm basically know what's happening.
Yeah. And we've also, had reason to complain before about like how suspenseful is it to watch an invincible character ostensibly be put in danger, when you know they're gonna win every time. And like she is invincible and we have this frame story, so we know she's gonna make it out, but the fight scenes are also varied in terms of how easy they are for her. Like some of them she just sails through, and some of them, like the one you're talking about, it's even more incredible that they keep up all that energy because both participants in it are taking timeouts and trying to recover and gasping for breath. And like there are all these like, intervals where nothing's happening and it still feels so exciting. I just couldn't believe it. I thought the scene construction was incredible, and not just in the fight scenes, but especially those for sure.
Yeah, I mean the what you're talking about with the timeouts to me was so funny too, in a really weird way. Like I was incredibly tense, but I was also laughing because I was like, of course,
Yeah.
if you were actually fighting for your life, there would be moments where both people were just rolling around on the floor and not even fighting each other.
Yeah.
You
And meanwhile, there's this guy who's like, "Don't forget, I'm still trying to tape my stomach shut." Like, oh my God.
And it doesn't even cut to him. It's still all interwoven because it's a continuous
Exactly.
shot. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So I have not seen John Wick, and I had heard that it was really good. A lot of
Same.
critics are huge fans of it. And
Yep.
now I want to see it.
Same. It's even sitting in my house now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know he didn't do the sequel for for John Wick. So I don't know what that's about, but.
Yeah, and I guess I maybe people listening knew about this years ago when it came out. I didn't, but that he was the co-director of John Wick, but they wouldn't credit two people since they're sometimes so feisty about that. So they gave him the producer credit and his partner the director credit, even though they both did both
Oh, on the second one?
on the first one.
Oh, but he's listed as the director.
Well, I think he's
Oh, no,
listed
it says uncredited. I'm
as the
sorry.
uncredited co-director, yeah, because the DGA said no.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so the other guy directed the sequel by
Yeah.
himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Chad Stahelski is his name.
Right.
Interesting. Well, and also knowing that he's directing Deadpool 2 next, I'm kind of like, how's he gonna do that? Because
Yeah.
speaking of invincible characters that are not exciting to
Right.
watch for me, because like he literally can't be killed.
Right.
So like, what is that's like the superpower.
Yeah.
So how is he gonna make that exciting? Because I did not think it was exciting in any way in the first movie.
Yeah, can't imagine.
But if Atomic Blonde is any indication, he'll find a way.
I know. And even if all we get from him is Atomic Blonde, like, great.
Right.
Which I actually saw first before Detroit, because I had a couple more hours before my real date, which I thought was Detroit. And I love those moments where the movie you were just kind of squeezing in winds up totally overwhelming the movie that you thought you were really there for.
Yeah, that's fun.
Which is also kind of how it feels in relationship to the summer, that I feel like this isn't one that everybody was chatting about. But it's my favorite of the big summer, blockbusters, the wrong word, but like big commercial summer movies, this is easily my favorite.
Yeah, I thought it was great too, and I don't understand why people aren't flocking to it. I don't
Yeah.
understand why the word of mouth isn't there because it's just so exciting.
Yeah.
But also, I've been reading a lot of criticisms of it that go on and on about how confusing it is, and I'm like, oh, if you're plot focused in this movie, you're doing it wrong, which is what I said in my movie. If
Right.
you're trying to work out if everything makes sense, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
It's not that kind of movie. Not every movie is a plot movie.
And because I actually, yeah, like I felt like the movie put me in a pretty good place of I actually was able to keep up if I kept paying attention, which I often just sort of throw up my hands, even though it was also clear what you're saying. This is not absolutely the point.
Right, and also because every character is potentially unreliable, you don't even know if what you're seeing is the actual plot. So
Exactly.
don't get so hung up on it. Anyway.
And James McAvoy is really fun in it too, which
Yes.
we didn't say, but yeah.
Yeah, and I loved Roland Muller, who I think is a
Yeah.
great Danish actor. I loved him in his in the recent Oscar nominated Land of Mine too. I think he's so good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just really fun, so go see it. Or,
And
you
then,
know, if you already missed it, you never know these days with theaters.
right,
Then
fair.
make sure to see it on streaming or DVD.
Yeah. But if there's any way to not postpone it and see it in a theater.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun theater
Yeah.
experience. And if you're really like an action movie, really a violent action movie, really, guys, please note that it has a great soundtrack and amazing costume design.
Exactly. Totally has both of those things.
Like, the costume design just delighted me.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly specific.
Yeah.
Like, it totally has a vision for who this woman is, even more than the plot does.
Yeah. And who James McAvoy is,
Yeah.
and yeah. I'm forgetting who did the costumes, but that person worked overtime.
Yes.
And speaking of fun theatrical experiences, I think the other one we talked about was Girls Trip.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was so fun.
So fun.
Somebody commented the other day on the film experience that they walked out after 20 minutes because they thought it was so bad, and I'm like, what?
Oh.
I'm like, it's not okay. So putting on the critical hat, it is not a well-made movie per se,
Right.
but it's so fun, and
It's so
the
fun.
actors are having such a good time, which is always contagious, I think. And all, like, I am not, it must be known, I am not a Queen Latifah fan. I think she phones in most of her acting. But I even thought she was more invested than usual,
Yeah, I see what you
even
mean.
though she was my least favorite of the four principals. And I thought Jada Pinkett really upped her game. Tiffany Haddish, I think it goes without saying that she really steals the movie. And Regina Hall was like a, perfect straight woman for a rowdy comedy.
Which is hilarious because Regina Hall would usually be the Tiffany Haddish, and she's so hysterical. And it sort of, I know people have made the Bridesmaids comparisons a lot, but it definitely felt like getting to watch somebody who's often the comic scene stealer pull back and play something else, which I thought she was really good at. Like, even in these story beats that, as story beats, are not incredible. Like the rivalry with Queen Latifah's character. She has a lot of close-ups in those moments of having to figure out whether to, ditch her friend or agree with her friend, or all the close-ups she has with her husband, where she acted the shit out of those.
And she's, and as you're saying, she's really good at the comedy stuff too, because
Yeah.
her whole dressing down of her manager was
Oh my.
so hilarious to me. And it
Yeah.
was a lot of quick take reactions, like continually bracing for her manager to say something stupid again. Was so funny. It was just I laughed so much. And it was also not just the actors like having fun being contagious, but if you can see it on a weekend, I don't normally care when I see a movie, but go on a weekend night where there's a bigger crowd because it's such a fun crowd movie.
Completely.
And
And I
it's doing well, so there will still be a crowd.
Yeah. And hopefully a sequel,
Yes.
which is also not something that I usually go, please, 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 but I would happily keep following these four, who I did genuinely feel it wasn't just a plot precept. Like, I never thought those guys in The Hangover had ever known each other, ever. Like, they were not friends. Like, this is the premise of a movie. But I totally believed not only that there was this long connection, but that it was a long time ago, and I thought the movie was pretty good about the way in which you start reconciling yourself to you just haven't seen the most important people to you in such a long time. I was glad that they all seemed like the right age for who the movie was claiming they were, because so many Hollywood movies would have cast actors 10 years younger. It was so fun. And if you leave after 20 minutes, you don't even get to go to Club Maison and the wig dance off, which is the best thing that has happened at the movies this year.
And it has the funniest, like, not that I'm pro drugs, but it has the funniest drug scene since
21 Jump
21
Street.
Jump Street, yeah.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah, it's just really funny. And even it didn't even like the message parts of the movie. I have this thing with modern comedy, in addition to it being too, all of them being too long, including this one. There's this weird tendency in even like sort of comedies that are meant to be sort of broad and like knee slappers that they feel like they have to have like some sort of message or some sort of heart moment where you suddenly like are in the person's corner. Like a particularly egregious one at this I thought was Identity Thief with Melissa McCarthy, which
Oh, I
is
didn't even bother.
A terrible movie. It's not funny, it's terrible. But it even though it's like this really raucous humor throughout, toward the end it tries to make you very invested in sort of like the redemption of the characters and all this stuff, and I'm like, oh please, rolling my eyes in my seat, And there's a lot of comedies that behave this way. And Girls Trip does, but it earns it because it the tone, even though the tone is really sort of outre for the whole movie, it doesn't just spring that on you. It's like there from the very beginning.
Totally.
So you are really experiencing the arc with Regina Hall.
Yeah. And even when she makes the gesture you're talking about, it's not as drawn out and inflated as it often is in those movies. I mean, the situation is, but the speech in question is actually pretty short, and she plays it with some embarrassment. Like, she knows that that character doesn't want to be up there any longer than she has to be. Which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, overall, it's a very well acted movie, despite being the type of movie that people wouldn't think, oh, it's an actor's movie.
Yeah.
You
No,
know?
that's true.
And it was interesting to me to see Jada Pinkett play a character so different than her last big movie role.
You mean Magic Mike?
Yeah. Which most people thought she was great in that one, and I was cool to her in that. And this was just such an about face, and I was just so pleased.
Yeah. Don't call me most people, Nathaniel. I know what you're. Don't subtweet me to my face.
You weren't the only one. Come
I
on.
know. I know.
So, Girls Trip. Girls Trip and Atomic Blonde. I saw them back to back, and I had such an incredible 24 hours.
Oh, that would be good planning, even if you didn't know what was going to happen. Well done. This will be short because I have so little to say about this movie, but have you seen Landline?
I have not.
So I thought that was a really bad movie, which is disappointing because Obvious Child is so great. But that is the movie I was thinking about when you were talking about shoehorning in a redemption or an epiphany or something at the end of a movie that has not had any interest in that. And that is, as far as I could tell, definitely a movie about a whole bunch of people realizing at different life stages that they have no idea what they're doing. And the movie's desire to end such that somebody is telling somebody else, like, you're just so wise. And I think the movie believed it. It's like, you believe that? Like, I haven't believed anything this whole movie, but I definitely don't believe anybody in this movie is wise. That person's definitely not wise. I thought the movie was about how none of us are wise. Whatever. I hate this movie. I mean, Edie Falco is sort of indestructible, but yeah, if you're not super pulled toward it, I would almost say, don't worry about
Yeah.
even granting that most people who've seen it have liked it a little bit better than I did, but it makes Jenny Slate. I felt like it really exposed the limitations of somebody who as a writer and a kind of comedian is pretty genius, and I was so impressed at Obvious Child that she was also really acting a character. I don't think this movie really showed her to the same kind of advantage at all. But anyway, yeah. I was positive about two movies in a row. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I had to get that in.
Well, since we've run out of movies that we've both seen,
Yeah.
and since the next podcast will be the SmackDown podcast
Oh,
for
yeah.
1963, which I did not, I let Nick sit this one out because I lean on him too heavily for these things. I'm constantly making you watch movies for projects.
Making me? It's fine. Yeah.
But I'm sort of dying to know what you think of that Oscar year because it's such a weird Oscar year.
That Oscar year in general?
Yeah, just a quick take from
Yeah, it
you.
is weird. I haven't seen a lot of the weird sort of one-off things like Captain Newman MD and Twilight of Honor, and I just saw Cleopatra for the first time last month.
Wow.
I haven't seen How the West Was Won. So it's way up there in terms of years where I still have a lot of catching up to do. But yeah, among the stuff that did get ahead, it's often hard to work out. And just to repeat the obvious, like, how are the best director nominees not the best picture nominees? Because you guys,└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
Right.
But 8.5. What are we doing here? Even the two that maybe people don't see as often that I would bump up your viewing lists are The L-Shaped Room, which is really great, and I've never liked Leslie Caron in anything else, and I thought she was super in that, and the whole movie's good. And it was about stuff I wasn't expecting it to be about. And This Sporting Life, which is pretty famous, if you haven't seen it, is fantastic.
Okay, good recommendation. So what do you make of Tom Jones?
I like it fine. I like it fine. I think I rewatched it when I was doing all the supporting actress movies all year last year. And it is fun. I felt like it was a little too long. I think Albert Finney's great in it, but despite his performance being great, it didn't feel like the movie had a real clear center or thrust to me. And I forget almost everything about it after I watch it, and I've had two tries now.
Yeah.
But I like it. I'm a little surprised it became the rallying point that year.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious, because it is a very strange Best Picture lineup.
Yeah, and the supporting actress lineup is...
even stranger.
Totally even stranger.
Yeah, it's almost like moving Patricia Neal to lead, because the Golden Globes considered her supporting.
Yeah.
Is really screwed with that category.
Yeah, and it's like totally the kind of thing we love, right? Because I think they did put her in the right place, but that would never happen today.
Yeah.
And I love that she won anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's, for a leading role, it's a short leading role, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same size as, like, Lilia Scala, for example, in Lilies
of the Field. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in basically half of her movie.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Go see Atomic Blonde and Girls Trip, and skip the one that's supposed to be good for you that isn't actually good.
Yeah, right.